Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. During the month of November, we in the United States call to mind that our country began with many blessings from God. Our Thanksgiving holiday is a precious reminder of how blessed we truly are. And in the church, our seminarians currently in formation for the priesthood also have much to be thankful for as they follow the call to serve Christ. Thanks to the countless prayers and financial generosity of so many in our archdiocese, these men are provided the opportunity to study in the seminary. And recently, the Seminary Tea Committee presented Archbishop Alexander Sample with a check for $44,000 for the education and the formation of our seminarians. With me in studio is Father Jeff Irvin, our Director of Vocations for the Archdiocese, to talk about this many blessings that have been received on behalf of the efforts to support our seminarians and their education. Good morning, Father Jeff.
Good morning, Dina Marie. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a beautiful time this month of November as we have the saints and the souls, Thanksgiving, almost getting into the Advent season. There's a lot to kind of busy us, but I think about the Thanksgivings of how many people are so generous in the church, particularly for the formation of our priests. And this most recent gift from the Seminary Tea Committee, now these ladies have been gathering since 1935
right. To
financially support the needs of our seminarians. Just as Vocations Director, give us a little sense of this particular group and just their impact on our seminarians and their education.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Really just really grateful for, you know, the faithful and their response to the formation and education of our seminarians. You know, we have our annual seminarian appeal that we started, I believe, back in 2015 or 2016, which really goes to support a majority of the education expenses for our seminarians. So really, just really grateful for the faithful's response. I think that a lot of us are willing to give when we know like what that's going to, especially when it comes to the support of seminary formation. These are going to be the men who are going to be pastors in our parishes in the future. Right. So really, yeah, just really a lot of gratitude around the faithful's response to the formation and education of our seminarians. And this particular group, Seminary Tea Committee, like you said, was formed in 1935.
Yeah.
So what a long history, this tradition of the faithful supporting our seminarians, the Portland seminarians in particular, through monetary gifts, through prayers and all that. For our seminarians, for the Archdiocese of Portland, they really enjoy when they get letters, when they get phone calls from some of the faithful, you know, especially from this group in particular. They've got what's called a Partners in Faith that they started in 2016, to where every member of the Seminary Tea Committee, every lady, is partnered up with a seminarian. And they're tasked with praying for that seminarian daily, and also for, you know, for some of the big events in their lives, you know, such as birthdays or, you know, as it comes around the holidays, to just write little notes of encouragement to the guys. Seminarians have really appreciated that little partnership in faith between the Seminary Tea Committees and the guys. But overall, you know, the Seminary Tea Committee puts on their annual tea. Usually it's in April every year. And the proceeds from that tea goes to support seminary education. As you said, $44,000 this year, even in a time of pandemic.
Right.
And that almost gets us to the support of one seminarian for a year, going to seminary and all the other costs that come with that. So we're just really grateful for the Seminary Tea and their continual support and prayers for our seminarians.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I've been to many of the Seminary Tea Committee meetings, and I've been to two of the live events, so to speak, and there's just such this, you hear from the Archbishop, from yourself, the rector of the seminary, and then sometimes Abbot Jeremy, whoever is there at the monastery, we get the sense of what's happening at the seminary, and then we get to meet and see some of the seminarians, and there's this beauty. But even during the times where we couldn't gather, that there's still been this abundance of support, and to be able to, one, raise awareness, but also to know it's our responsibility who live and work and raise our families in these parishes to know we're responsible to bring those priests into our churches, and that's through prayer and financially supporting them in their education. And, you know, if you break down $44,000 in terms of what are some of the key expenses today to have a man, whether he's at Mount Angel over in Rome, we've got Spokane and the Gonzaga connection there, or over down in California, San Francisco. So we've got a couple seminaries supporting us for the local guys. What does that really help to really make sure that that man is educated for that year?
Yeah. Yeah. So the big components would be tuition and room and board for seminarians. And that $44,000, of course, covers both of those pretty good. So those are the big components, the big rocks, so to speak. But then so we do pay for the health benefits of our seminarians. Comes to about maybe $13,000 annually for the guy. Also, we give them a little stipend monthly so they have some spending money. So they're able to get around and get the things that they need. But also, some of the chunk goes to their summer formation programs. We have guys going on Spanish immersion. They're doing the Institute for Priestly Formation spirituality program in the summer. But the big chunk of that money does go towards tuition and room and board.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I know recently, typically what will happen is the tea will happen in April. They'll be able to find out what money was raised. And then there's a presentation to the Archbishop. And then usually there's a special mass. And then the ladies every year have a retreat, which I know you were able to speak at Mount Angel Abbey this year. And just to give the women who are involved an opportunity to get a sense of the seminarians, their vocation, and a little bit of their process.
Right, yeah, so we had that retreat at Mount Angel at the guest house, and there's probably about 16 women who were able to come in person. It was great to be with them. I gave two talks on that one evening, and pretty much just sharing with them the formation process. You know, here they're praying, they're supporting our seminarians, but wanted to give them a little bit more of an inside look into what it's like. You know, how do I walk with a candidate from maybe an initial email or initial phone call through, you know, the formation process and to being ordained? I know that's a lot you can discuss, right? But one thing I did share with them that I think they were happy to hear is that there are several stages before a guy even gets an application, right? So I kind of walked them through, like, there's a first, you know, there's an inquiry. So someone's got to reach out, right? And usually when they inquire, they want more information. And then they become what I call a prospect. So now I started inviting them to different events, and, you know, some come, some don't, and some just inquire, and then you never hear from them again, even though if you follow up. And then they become, a certain point in that journey with them, they become a candidate to where they've been coming to events, I've been having more conversations with them, there's something in them that they feel like maybe the next step is seminary. And then after multiple conversations, usually journey with a guy for 6 months to a year, then would be the application process, and that's more of the discernment. So I think for them, that little piece was kind of, oh, wow, so you really know these guys before they even get an application. And so we try to journey with the guy well before he comes into the seminary, so we're able to know him and he gets to know us. That's part of the twofold discernment process. The man discerns, but also the church discerns too, if he is indeed being called.
Absolutely. And again, just a great thanks to all of the people who supported. Obviously, this isn't just a ladies' event, although the seminary tea ladies do so much work. It's a family event. It's a parish event. It's really all of the people of the church being able to support these different organizations and really efforts to support the financial needs and the spiritual needs. They go hand in hand, particularly for our seminarians as they really follow the call to Jesus Christ. So what a great thing to be grateful for this year.
Exactly. And it's one of those events, too, that help build a culture of vocations, you know, within the family, but also just within our parish communities.
Yeah. Well, we're so grateful. And Father Jeff, would you please help us close this time in prayer?
Sure. Why don't we dedicate all of our prayers and the thoughts in our hearts to Mary, our mother, as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father Jeff, and have a great day.
Thank you, Dina Marie. God bless.